There's a small explanation I'd like to give so that my words are not taken out of context. In an Islamic society where Islamic law is implemented, and this is not for non-Muslim societies, if you as a Muslim live in a non-Muslim society, you need to follow the laws of that land. You can't be going around implementing the law of Islam in a land which doesn't accept that law, and the people don't accept that law, and the government doesn't accept that law, right? The laws of Islam apply. You can follow Islam on a day-to-day basis in your personal life, but you cannot be going around implementing, you know, laws that an Islamic government is meant to implement. If we have an Islamic society where the majority of people are Muslims, people want the law of Islam to be implemented, and it's being implemented. In that situation, if a man or a woman is caught and it's proved in a court of law, okay? It's proved in a court, there's a system that has to go through. A court, a judge, an official system. If it's proven and the conditions are met that this man was having an illicit relationship outside of marriage, or this woman was having an illicit relationship outside of marriage, you know what the Quran says? The Quran says their punishment is the same. Same punishment for a man and same punishment for a woman. Why? Because the sin is the same. Allah is not making a distinction. But when you look at cultural Muslims, you look at Muslims who are only Muslim because of their upbringing or background or their country or their origin country, you find what? A man being promiscuous is so acceptable, but a woman so much as even speaking to a non-mahram, something which in and of itself is not haram, is considered to be the worst of all sins. She deserves to be destroyed by her parents and her society and every single person. By Allah, this isn't even permitted inside a Muslim society. We're not witch hunters. That's not what Islam came for. You know? Things have to be proven. There's a system, even in a Muslim society where Islamic law is implemented. You cannot take the law into your own hands. You have to go to a court of law. And by the way, did you know that one of the biggest sins in Islam is actually to accuse an innocent person of having an illicit relationship? And yet you have cultural Muslims who are living in non-Muslim societies, and they are using Islam to justify all this oppression they are doing against their daughters and their sisters. I wish that if those people who want to follow their culture over Islam, I wish they would do so, but not do it in the name of Islam. Because when you do it in the name of Islam, not only are you sinful because of that sin you're committing, you're also more sinful because you are tainting the image of Islam. Because you are causing other people to resent Islam. Human beings who could have been guided towards the truth will never be guided now because they think what you're doing is Islam. And I hope that those people have an answer ready to give to Allah the Exalted on the Day of Judgment when He asks them why they tainted the name of His religion, only so they could justify their ignorance and backward and un-Islamic and archaic cultural practices and traditions. So to conclude, the two main reasons why people have iman, which is not iman at our understanding, the two main wrong reasons that people have iman, or they think they have iman and consider themselves as having iman, are number one, blind following, and number two, cultural prejudice. Inshallah, we're not from one of them, and inshallah, we are from those who believe because we've understood this to be the truth. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.